Hello?
I'm Jerry with Restorify, part of the Intoxalog family. Is this Richard Newman?
Yes, it is.
Good. Yep. The call is recorded for quality. Just want to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware of what an expungement is?
Yeah, where they clear your record.
That's right. It's a way to make your DUI unavailable to the public. So we offer you a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work for you. It is a self-paced process for a fraction of the cost. It's a traditional route. I was hoping I could tell you about our process. Very straightforward. Doesn't take more than a minute, sir.
Okay, all right. I'm listening.
Thank you. If you are interested, I'm going to help you create an account online on our website, and we're going to start a pre-screening process to check and see if you might qualify, which is 100% free and completely private.
Okay.
Once your screening has been completed, you're going to log back to the website, and if you are eligible, you're going to complete your expungement request. Very easy process, isn't it?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Are you interested so I can help you create the account?
Yeah, I would be. Part of the reason I say that, I got a 100-ton master's credential from the Coast Guard, but it's tough getting hired on when they do a background search, you know?
Exactly. You're exactly right. Well, we'll be glad to help you. So let me ask you, what's
sure.
your email address here?
It's MN, that's Mary November, RICK55@yahoo.com.
Okay. So Mike, November, Romeo, India, Charlie, Kilo, 55.
You're hired. Right on. Perfect.
All right. Thank you. Now, like I said, we're going to start the pre-screening process as soon as I submit the info. So I need your date of birth, too, please.
August 10, 1950.
Okay, give me a second, please.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right, just a second. One more second. All right. Let me ask you something. Have you signed up with us before?
Well, I had the service about, I've had two DUIs. One was about 5 years ago. That was legitimate. The one I got last spring or whatever, I had to, we'd been to a function, or I'd been to a function. I knew I was in no shape to drive, so I got in the car. The weather was mild. I had the keys in my pocket. The car wasn't running. But the fuckers came and tapped on my door anyway. And they had me do a breath test, and they said, oh, you're fine. You're under .08. Then the other cop says, well, let's take him to the hospital and get a blood draw. And then it's the blood draw that came up higher. But I said, I was sleeping in my car. It wasn't even running.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They said if you left the keys outside, like on the hood, then we wouldn't have charged you. I said, bad guy to come along, got the keys, kicked my ass, and stole my car. You know? Well, there is that, the cop. So, yeah. You know, I would never knowingly drive after drinking. I've watched the Mothers Against Drunk Driving videos. It's a tragedy, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I got off on a tangent. Sorry.
No worries. I was just making sure because I was trying to enter your info, and it says that the email already exists in our database.
I have access to Intoxalog on the internet.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I keep it up.
Okay, and have you gotten an email from us by chance?
Well, I got an email about a month ago about this expungement thing.
But you didn't get your results if you qualified to get it expunged or not.
I never heard back.
Okay, I'm just gonna check with the team, and we're gonna get back with you. Okay, more than likely we're gonna call you next week. to tell you what exactly happened. All right, sir?
Okay.
All right,
Mr. Newman.
Appreciate your time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.